is an extract from the Nature podcast. For the full show, go to nature.com/nature/podcast.
Listeners, 2019 is a big year for chemistry and for science. This year is the International Year of the Periodic Table of Chemical Elements, celebrating the 150th anniversary of Dmitri Mendeleev's insightful mapping out of the elements way back in 1869. The periodic table's wonder is in its simplicity, laying out elements according to their atomic number and properties. The table was made before many elements were discovered, or in some cases created, but Mendeleev's system left gaps where they would fit. There were many scientists involved in filling in the table by discovering elements and learning more about them. But lots of these great scientists are underappreciated, or in some cases, completely unrecognized. And, as is so often the way throughout science history, many of these unrecognized researchers were women. So, in Nature this week, we've a comment article highlighting some of those women who are absolutely central to our understanding of the elements. You've certainly heard of double Nobel laureate Marie Curie, but there are many other women who remain largely unknown. One of the comment's authors is Annette Lichness from the Norwegian University of Science and Technology. I gave her a call and she told me about a female chemist who played an important role in piecing together the early periodic table.
Just a few years after Mendeleev had presented his first periodic table, there was a Russian woman called Yulia Lermontova. She took up a challenge that was being discussed among the chemists at the time, how to order the platinum metal elements in the right way. Because in order to place them in the periodic system in the right order, you need a very accurate atomic weight, as they called it at that time. In order to find that atomic weight, you needed to separate the elements. And this demanded very careful chemical analytical work. We don't know exactly why she took up the work, whether it was because Mendeleev asked her. But at the very least, we find her manuscript and correspondence between Mendeleev and her about it in his archives.
So she was working to separate out the elements in the platinum group so they could be correctly placed in the periodic table. Is she well remembered within the chemistry community?
Not at all. She's mostly forgotten, actually. Of course, she has been celebrated as one of the early chemists at that time, but she's not celebrated for her work in the periodic table.
And scientists being forgotten is something that is mentioned several times in the piece you've written. Who else was really important at the time who doesn't get the credit they deserve?
When we're talking about radioactivity, many women have been involved. Radioactivity was in fact a field that attracted many women, not just to Marie Curie's laboratory, but also to the laboratory of radioactivity research in Vienna and also elsewhere.
And why was that?
One reason was that this was a new field, so it was not established as a male community, so to speak, with hierarchies between men. Also, the role of the supervisors, not just Marie Curie, who was not actually particularly trying to recruit new women, but also the male leaders of the laboratories, like Stefan Meyer in Vienna, Rutherford, who was first in Canada and later in the UK. They have been characterized as very encouraging towards women.
At this time, there were still a lot of gaps in the periodic table, and chemists were working to fill them in, but sometimes there were more elements being discovered than there were gaps. So what was going on there?
In 1913, Frederick Soddy, the British chemist, he proposed a new concept, which he called isotopes. I mean, the same element could have different atomic weights. Actually, it was a woman called Margaret Todd, a physician, who coined the term when she was attending a dinner party with Soddy.
So how was the concept of isotopes proved?
One way of proving it was to find one particular element that had the different atomic weights. So Soddy suggested, for example, that lead that was derived from uranium decay had a lower atomic weight than ordinary lead, while lead that came from decay of thorium would have a greater atomic weight. And this is where a woman comes into the picture. So this is a Polish-Jewish chemist called Stephanie Horowitz. She was working on radioactive uranium and radium ores. And so she separated out very pure samples of lead through careful extraction procedures and atomic weight determinations. And she was providing the first authoritative evidence for the concept of isotopes.
Well, let's leap forward again then, Annette, to when researchers had a better idea of atomic structure. Who is one more female researcher who you think deserves better recognition?
So if we move a little bit further in time, into the 1920s, at that time, many of the gaps in the periodic table had been filled already, but there were still a few that Mendeleev had predicted that had not yet been discovered. One of the women who were involved in this was called Ida Noddack. She was a German chemist. She met Walter, who became her husband. He was a chemist too. And together they decided to take up the quest for finding the elements beneath manganese in the periodic table. After some years, they discovered the element they called rhenium, after the river Rhine.
As well as being the co-author on this week's comment, you've also co-edited a forthcoming book about the women behind the periodic table. Again and again, many of these women were overlooked. Why did this keep happening?
Quite often, the women didn't have prominent positions in the community. Quite often, they were working with other men, and they were part of teams, and other people got the credit for it. So when we look at women, it's one way of unveiling the fuller picture of all the people working, where many of them were women, unpaid assistants, technicians. So we want to emphasize with this work that we want to bring the women to the fore, but also the many men who were not credited.
That was Annette Lickness. You can read her comment article, which has stories about many more of the women behind the periodic table, over at go.nature.com/periodic table, where you'll find a host of other content celebrating the table's 150th anniversary.